Thank you. right, all right, all right. I'm going to stop it right there.
Yes.
Because we're going into another set.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this lady, she deserves her own time. Before that, Nina Simone, mm-hmm. to be young, gifted, and black. Yes.
Yes. Inspired by a play written by her best friend, Lorraine Hansberry. And it was not written for that play, but that title, To Be Young, Gifted, and Black, she wrote from that title. So, and it's so uplifting, you know?
Yes, I remember you covering that because we have talked about this before. Mm-hmm. At least you did, and you brought that to our attention.
It was the Summer of Soul show we did a couple
absolutely,
years back.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Grover Washington. I'm going to take a stab because I hadn't heard this jam before.
Really?
No, that's Restatarian.
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 Are you sure you've never heard that?
I've never heard that.
Okay.
I'm looking at it right here, and it says mm-hmm. "House Full of Love," music from the Bill Cosby Show. And I was trying to remember. I said that doesn't register. It didn't.
The end credits.
Ah. Okay. All right. I need to have a little more patience. I understand. I understand. I just want to get on to the next thing, right? But coming up.
A lady who needs no introduction.
Absolutely. And I'm not going to give her any.
Yeah.
And you guys will know
right.
as soon as this comes out.
You. the queen of black excellence.
Amazing.
You know, we talk about the poster man for black excellence, the first couple of black excellence. That is the queen. Look, of black excellence.
I just received a text a few minutes ago and I wanted to know if I've ever seen her. And yes.
I have too.
I have. And the time I saw her, she had these crazy hairdos.
Oh, remember? The new attitude period you saw her. Okay.
Amazing. Speaking of taking command of the stage.
Yes.
She owned it.
Owned it. She kicked her shoes off. And then on that song, Love, Need, and Want You, like my favorite number from her. Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, as a man, I'm going to say it. When she got to the lyric of, I got this burning desire, she adds into this line. She looked at the audience and she said, Menno.
No.
Whole house roared to laughing, especially the women.
Because
Patty will just say stuff.
And she had the ability to connect with her audience. And that's the difference in a lot of artists that we're speaking of. And there are many that have talent. They can sing, they can dance. I mean, the music is there. But there's an element, unseen, I mean, just a hidden element. And that's connectivity, being able to connect with the audience. That is, and you know, the artists that have the ability to do that, they are the most successful.
They really are.
They're talking to the audience. The audience is relating to them. Mm-hmm. And the audience is living vicariously through them in their music.
Yes.
Amazing. Hey, speaking, I forgot to slip this one in, Professor.
Slip it in.
Okay.
Hey man, Alan Toussaint wrote and produced it. That's black excellence, man. Thank you. Go, sister.
I can see it strutting now. Monday Night Bash.
Oh,
Soul Train. MSB. The 3 degrees. The sound of Philadelphia. Let's get it on. It's time to get down. T. S. O. P. The sound of Philadelphia. Yes.
You know, I played Don Cornelius for a Black History program this past weekend.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I had the wig, the jacket. I was cool, and I dropped my voice down.
I took
my time as I was talking. But then when I got to the end and I bid adieu to everybody, I told everybody that it was all going to be a stone gas, honey. I'm Don Cornelius, and we wish you love, peace, and...
Hey! And this is so...
Yeah, man, train. Come on.
Man, oh man, oh man. And speaking of trailblazers.
Yes.
Don Cornelius. Definitely. Because before that, it was the American Bandstand. It was really the most popular show.
Popular and did good for blacks, before, Soul Train.
It was a great.
Yes.
But when Soul Train hit the scene.
Yes, yes, yes. And Cornelius, made television history as the first African American to be, to have his name listed on the credits as an executive producer.
And look at the acts that he had. He had everybody to come through there.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah, you know.
I remember Kool & the Gang,
mm-hmm.
The Gap Band.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. The OJs. Everybody.
Well, the OJs helped him in L.A. because they came from Chicago. From the South Side where he worked. So he already knew, them. The show was in Chicago at first and it was black and white.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it wasn't really much, but it had the potential for the backers to say, hey, we could put you in color. We can get you a bigger budget, but you got to come to, LA. But it was difficult for him to get acts. So he knew the OJs.
Right.
You know, so they helped him. Then as time went on, he became a player. He became well connected and was able to get the acts on himself.
Before TV, was he a DJ?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it WCIU? No, that's the television station in Chicago. But he, dude, you know he was a DJ because we mm-hmm. played his playlist on the show that we had about 3 years ago entitled The DJs, when we played the nation's top DJs, Dick Clark, Don Cornelius, Frankie Crocker, Melvin Lindsay. Thank God, that was a good show.
Man, wasn't
it
great?
Yeah.
Tell you, I don't ask a question I don't know the answer to. Yeah, absolutely.
But look, can I say something Please. About the sound of Philadelphia? Then I know it's time and we're about to go. But this is a really interesting story. Soul Train was great. He became this businessman. Starts Soul Train Records, which mm-hmm. would morph and evolve into Solar Records. Still the same thing, just different name.
Okay.
Had the Soul Station boutiques for men and boys. In other words, a mm-hmm. pimp store. Okay. Look, you're talking about black excellence, man. Look at those suits. I'm not talking about the most famous images of Cornelius, like 71, 72, those first seasons. I mean, those were really out there. I'm talking about like from 77 down to 89. It was
more refined.
It was refined, but still cool and right. smooth and black, you know, that kind of thing. Soul Station, boutique, all these things. So he wanted a theme song. So he went to Gamble and Huff, but he said to them, now, Kenneth Gamble had the idea. He was on the piano, and so he starts singing, Soul Train, Soul Train. He said, that's good, but I don't want the song to be called Soul Train, because he wanted to protect the brand. He didn't want too much to be called Soul Train. Song made number one, was number one on the charts for 3 weeks. He said that was the biggest mistake he ever made in his life.
Wow.
It should have been called
Soul Train.
The theme from Soul Train.
Why not? Hey, folks, that's it. Monday Night Madness right here on The Buzz. Tonight has been a night of black excellence.
Black excellence!
I've enjoyed it. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And if you have, you can go to the website tomorrow and go under archive shows. Right there on the main page, you have, it's an archive tab now. And you can just hit the archive and you can listen to Monday Night Madness. Share it with a friend at StudioWBuzz.com. StudioWBuzz.com. Internationally, it is StudioW.Buzz. StudioW.Buzz. Android, simply download Studio W from your Apple, from your Android app, App Store. From your Apple App Store, you can download Studio.W, available on Google Play, Apple CarPlay, and also Alexa. And now, Professor.
Internationally known, nationally renowned, highly imitated, hardly ever duplicated.
You can't duplicate this. You can't make this stuff up.
Part two next week.
Part two. And the showstopper.
Sock it to me.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
From the I Want You album.
Perfect.
That's right. Hey, good night, everyone. But keep it locked right here. There's always a party after the party.
El DeBarge, where are you now,
hey,
son?
Tell me what is it that she needs.